News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Conor Faulkner is with us, transport commentator and independent motoring expert for CarZone, because there are suggestions that some competent learner drivers should be allowed to drive unaccompanied. This is because it takes time to actually get the test, and during that time, if you need your license for the practicalities of life, it can be very difficult if you have to find a qualified driver to sit beside you. Is there anything wrong, Connor, with this idea, given that for long periods of time, half the nation drove around unaccompanied on learner permits?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a good idea then, Anton, and it's not a good idea now. In fact, we've tougher laws since 2018 with the Clancy Amendment, which strengthens Garda powers to clamp down on unaccompanied learners. Look, it isn't a good idea. The frustration might be genuine, Anton, but as a suggestion, it's a very poor one. If you are that driver that, you know, you've done your learning process, you're genuinely competent enough, you're capable of driving on your own, it's only your learner status that's preventing you. Well, if that's you, go and get your driving test. And then you have no complaint. I think doing away with the driving test and essentially letting some learners away on a note from their mammy, it doesn't make sense as a system. We've got to speed up the driving test. That's a genuine complaint. But changing the system is not something I'd favour, Anton.
Now, the note from the mammy bit is the suggestion that there would be some sort of declaration by your driving instructor that in their view, you're a decent citizen and therefore should be allowed to drive around.
Yeah, and why would we allow a driving instructor to make that judgment call? As I say, we have a system in place. Learning how to drive, Anton, is a process. It's not a one-off thing. You get your lessons, you get your accompanied driving, you do your practice. You have to spend at least 6 months doing that. Then and only then do you sit your test, and if you pass your test, away you go. Now, the notion that you can do those things and then, you know, just be accepted as being generally good enough and be some sort of privileged category of learner driver, I don't buy it. I mean, essentially what's being asked for here is all the privileges of a fully licensed driver without actually passing the test. And if you are that person, if your driving is good enough despite your learner status, well, then go and pass the test. As I say, if there's a complaint here about the delay in sitting the driving test, that's legitimate. That's something that does need to be fixed. But doing away with the system, no, I don't think it makes road safety sense, Anton. It really doesn't. We spent enough time putting this system in place. It used to be very ramshackle and not properly policed at all. We have much tighter rules now. We put them in for a reason. You know, our road safety record was very, very poor over the years when we were tightening up the rules on learner drivers. I would not favour loosening them again.
Of course, the odd thing is, as with all this, it breaks down in an interesting way when you look at the demographics, because if it were done on a gender basis, you could argue that allowing unqualified young females onto the road comes with almost no safety risk, given how little they contribute to road deaths.
That is true. And the group, the single most dangerous group on the road are young males. It's sad to say that, but it does hold up in the data. And that means if you are young and male, you just have to be that little bit additionally cautious. But the interesting thing is that the group most likely to pass the driving test, Anton, is young males also. So the actual driving test itself, the skill of passing the test, seems to be something that young males don't have a problem with. But the safety on the road is actually much more to do with behavior and risk-taking and decision-making rather than physical ability. So the test is only ever going to be one thing and one fairly limited thing. But look, let's be honest, it's a basic demonstration of road competence, a pretty basic one. If you can't pass that, well, then you can't reasonably expect to be allowed to drive on your own. And if you're good enough to drive on your own, then go and pass the test and your problem is solved.
Connor, thanks very much. Connor Faulkner there, transport commentator and independent motoring expert for CarZone.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.